Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Clearwater, Wichita's number one talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have fog now and 49 degrees. A man is dead following a shooting in North Wichita near 21st and Grove. Officers found a 20-year-old man with gunshot wounds. They attempted to perform life-saving measures, but EMS pronounced him dead at the scene. Investigators say it appears there was an altercation between two people, and the shooting was an isolated incident. The suspected shooter has turned himself in. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by three former Wichita Police Department deputy chiefs filed last year. Wanda Gibbons, Chester Pinkston, and Jose Salcido sued the city, City Manager Robert Layton, and others, saying they created an environment of racism, sexism, harassment, and corruption, and that the officers suffered retaliation when they spoke out. In dismissing the lawsuit, the judge said accusing people of unconstitutional conduct requires specifics. The ruling indicated that 4 of the 9 counts could be filed again in state court if the officers were able to clarify their claims. A woman died after being hit by a car in North Wichita.
The accident happened Wednesday night just before 8:30 at 13th and Broadway. Police identified the woman as 43-year-old Donna Cheever of Wichita. She died after being transported to an area hospital. Investigators say the initial assessment indicates that the collision was a tragic accident. Police are asking for anyone who may have witnessed the accident to call detectives at 316-350-3690. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Fire investigators from Sedgwick County are assisting following a deadly apartment fire in Chanute Thursday morning at the Cornerstone Apartments. Sedgwick County Fire Marshal Brad Crisp says they are using their newly approved accelerant detecting canine in the fire investigation.
It's important to have a tool like this because it helps us do a better job. The canine is way more sensitive than we are, and they can really help us in identifying and locating and collecting good samples in the event that we get to prosecute an arson.
One person died in that fire in Chanute. Several were injured, and dozens are looking for a new place to live. New York Attorney General Letitia James is now suggesting the seizure of former President Donald Trump's assets. As the deadline to post hundreds of millions of dollars on bond draws closer, Fox's Chanley Painter reports from New York City.
The AG's office formally filed the multi-million dollar civil fraud judgment in Westchester County. That's where the former president owns a golf course and a private estate. This is all in case Trump and his legal team are not able to come up with the $454 million appeal bond Just recently, Trump's lawyers revealed they've struggled to find the backing necessary to cover that amount of cash. And now Trump's campaign is calling on his supporters to help raise the money in a, quote, effort to stop the witch hunt.
The former president's legal team calling the attorney general's attempts to block the appeal as unconstitutional. The State Department continues its mission to rescue Americans trapped in Haiti. Meanwhile, Florida is preparing for an influx of Haitian migrants. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol has the latest from Marathon, Florida.
A chartered flight with more than 60 people landed in Miami. Over 160 U.S. citizens have been evacuated so far. A flight sponsored by the state of Florida with 14 Floridians arrived Wednesday. Florida is preparing for an influx of migrants, beefing up security to patrol the waters, hoping to send a message to Haitians considering fleeing to the United States.
It's not worth getting in a boat and doing that because the chance of you making it is very small. What's most likely to happen is you're going to get intercepted and go back.
Florida Fish and Wildlife say not a single Haitian boat has been spotted this year. The same mission continues in the air with the Florida Army National Guard.
Florida has positioned additional law enforcement along the state's coast. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Even 10 in the morning, KNSS, 6:09 now, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. And yes, it is foggy out there. Be aware of your driving conditions this morning. A man was killed in a single vehicle crash east of Whitewater Wednesday evening. Butler County Sheriff's Office now identifies 59-year-old Blake Strasser of rural Whitewater died after losing control of his pickup and driving into a tree row. An escaped Idaho inmate and an accomplice have been captured after what officials call a brazen ambush at a hospital.
Boise police say inmate Skylar Mead and shooting suspect Nicholas Umpfenhauer were located in the Twin Falls area and taken into custody. Lieutenant Colonel Sheldon Kelly of the Idaho State Police revealing two homicides involving adult males in two separate counties may be connected.
No further information on the homicides is available at this time, and the county coroner will provide identity as well as the official cause of death.
Officials say Umpfenhauer is an associate of Meade's and that the two planned an ambush at a hospital where Mead was being treated, with Umpfenhauer attacking and firing at Idaho Department of Correction officers. One officer released from the hospital, two remain in stable condition. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Medicare may be able to cover a popular weight loss drug for some patients.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have some updated guidance for Medicare Part D drug benefit plans. Popular weight loss drug Wegovy can be covered as long as the patient is also using it for heart disease. Earlier this month, the FDA approved a label change for the drug made by Novo Nordisk, which allows it to be used to reduce risk of cardiovascular events like heart attacks if the patient is overweight, obese, or already has heart disease. Wegovy, by the way, costs around $1,300 a month. John Saucier, Fox News.
A guilty plea from an Alabama woman who authorities say faked her own kidnapping.
Carly Russell was given a suspended six-month sentence, which will allow her to avoid jail time, and has been ordered to pay more than $17,000 in restitution. She disappeared July 13th after calling 911 to report a toddler that she said was beside a stretch of Interstate 459 in the Birmingham suburb of Hoover. 2 days later, she returned home and told police she was kidnapped and forced into a vehicle. Police quickly cast doubt on her story. Russell apologized to law enforcement and to the volunteers who searched for her, admitting there was no kidnapping, and she never saw a toddler. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic this morning, we've got a couple of things to watch out for. First of all, the traffic conditions, pretty foggy out there, so just be prepared. Visibility is going to be an issue. Last I checked, visibility at Eisenhower National Airport was listed at 3/4 of a mile, and it was just a 1/4 of a mile the hour before that. So visibility definitely affected out there. We have a stalled out vehicle southbound I-135 at the ramp from 61st, and we have another stalled out vehicle northbound I-135 at the ramp from K-254. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a dense fog advisory across Wichita and south central Kansas this morning. As the frontal boundary pushes through this afternoon, we'll have a clearing sky, breezy with a high 63. Colder air moves in tonight, low 32, partly sunny and dry on Saturday with a high 56. And the threat of strong to severe thunderstorms increases late Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have fog and mist, 50 degrees, a southwest wind at 6 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:13 now, Steve and Ted on this Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hi there.
There he is. Still has the smell of the grease paint on him.
Oh, I hope.
From the opening night of Gridiron. We had a sunny day across central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 68 degrees, normal high 61. On this date in 1936, a great flood crested on rivers from Ohio to Maine. The floods claimed 107 lives and caused $270 million in damage. 1936 was quite a year. Remember the Dust Bowl had all those, mm-hmm. those terrible dust days? You know, the drought was going, dust was blowing, and yet you had this terrible mega flood going on in the northeast corner of the country. But what an eventful year 1936 was.
By the way, there's no fog nor mist on the east side.
There's none? Okay. Nope. Well, we're seeing some, apparently at the airport, Ted, Jad said he was seeing someone which way.
Yeah. So kind of, and when I came in, there was plenty on the east side.
So, nothing going on now.
Yeah. All right. Well, situations change in weather. On this date in 1765, the British Parliament passed the Stamp Act to raise money from the American colonies, which fiercely resisted the tax.
Mm-hmm. That's in our DNA, I think, resisting tax. Well, I don't know. They complained about taxes back in Jesus' day, too.
They did. The Stamp Act was repealed a year later. The British saw, oh, wait a minute. Maybe we screwed up there. And they brought it back or got rid of it almost as quickly as they put it on. Doctors in Boston have transplanted a pig kidney into a 62-year-old patient, the latest experiment in the quest to use animal organs in humans. Massachusetts General Hospital said Thursday that it's the first time a genetically modified pig kidney has been transplanted into a living person. Transplant surgery took 4 hours with 15 people in the operating room who applauded when the kidney turned pink and started making urine.
Oh, my.
The patient, Richard Ricks Lehman of Weymouth, Massachusetts, is recovering well from the surgery last Saturday. He's expected to be discharged soon. Man, you think he's going to make a full recovery? Wow. You know, the waiting list for kidneys, I guess, is well over 100,000 people.
Oh, man.
And well, as I understand, it's the most sought after transplant, the kidney. If you have kidney disease and the dialysis is just hell. So,
well, if this could be another advance in medicine,
it could be a great,
could be amazing,
a great advance. Nearly 108,000 Americans died of drug overdoses in 2022. That's according to final federal figures released Thursday. Over the last two decades, the number of U.S. overdose deaths has risen almost every year, continued to break annual records, making it the worst overdose epidemic in American history. Official numbers for 2022, 107,941. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it's about 1% higher than the nearly 107,000 overdose deaths in 2021. So, yeah, I imagine a lot of it has to do with that fentanyl. Really, some of the really, really strong drugs that are out there these days, and people not knowing what taking. Overdose deaths.
So much for Reagan's war on drugs.
War on drugs.
Here we are, 40 years later. It's still a problem.
I think we lost.
It always will be.
I think we lost the war on drugs. 6:17 now. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And let's take a look at the leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted.
All right, college men's basketball. First round of the NCAA tournament, 16 games yesterday, 16 more games today. Kansas Jayhawks involved last night, 17,000 at the game in Salt Lake City. And, man, you had to stay up late for this one. It didn't end till almost midnight. Number 4 seed Kansas taking on number 13 seed Stanford. KU had a 22-point lead in the second half. But it came down to the very end. Samford cut it down to 1 point, and KU survives on TBS.
Got to switch hard on this. Got to switch hard.
Three-point game. Adams comes out to get Jones. That one's going up and off the mark. Scramble for the rebound.
That's all for sure.
And Jackson saved it.
And Samford's coaching staff is calling for a review. It's not going to matter.
Not blocked shot for years to come. As Kansas survives the Samford Bulldogs and will go on to beat the Gonzaga Bulldogs.
Yeah, KU wins it 93-89 in a game that took 2 hours and 38 minutes to play.
Wow.
Hunter Dickinson leading KU with 19 points and 20 rebounds. KJ Adams Jr. had 20 points. Nicholas Timberlake had 19 points. KU made 35 baskets. 14 of them were layups. 8 were dunks. So they were obviously dominating on the inside.
In the inside, yeah.
And Samford was doing everything from the outside on three-point shooting. But KU wins it by 4 points, 93-89. On to the second round, the round of 32 for the Jayhawks. Kansas facing Gonzaga. That game will be at 2:15 tomorrow afternoon in Salt Lake City, nationally televised on CBS. KU is a 4.5-point underdog going into this one. The winner will advance to the Sweet 16. College women's basketball, first round of the NCAA tournament up in Manhattan today. Number 4 seed Kansas State hosting Portland. This is the highest seed for the K-State ladies in 19 years, and they are a 22.5-point favorite on home court. That'll be at 3:30 this afternoon. K-State women nationally televised on ESPN News. Kansas women are in the NCAA tournament out in Los Angeles. It'll be number 8 seed KU against number 9 seed Michigan. That game will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, also on ESPN News. Jayhawks are a 1.5-point favorite going into this one. KU ladies have won 3 straight in the NCAA tournament in the opening round. Some pro basketball. The Wichita Sky Kings are home this weekend, 8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, out at Newman, taking on the Santa Ana Thunder tonight, the Little Rock Lightning tomorrow night for the Sky Kings. JUCO men's basketball, the national tournament, gets underway in Hutchinson, a great annual event starting on Sunday. In the first round, it'll be the number 9 seed, Cowley, taking on Allegheny, Maryland. That game will tip off at 12:15 Sunday afternoon up in Hutchinson. Cali men enter the national tournament with a record of 27-5 on the season. It is a home weekend for Shocker softball. Wichita State softball at home at Wilkins Stadium hosting UTSA. And because of the weather forecast on Sunday, they've altered the schedule a little bit. It'll be a doubleheader at 3:30 today and then a single game at 4 o'clock tomorrow at Wilkins Stadium as the Roadrunners make their first ever visit to Wichita. The Wichita State baseball team is on the road this weekend visiting UAB in the conference opener. 5 o'clock today, 2 o'clock tomorrow, noon on Sunday. Mike Kennedy will have the call of Shocker Baseball on the road. You can listen to all those games on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And that's sports with Stephen Ted.
6:21 now, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. What can you do to reduce your risk for dementia? That's on the way with Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
This is Stephen Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 50 degrees now with fog and mist in the area. A third man has been charged with second-degree murder in connection with a shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally. The February 14th shooting killed a mother of two and injured nearly two dozen others. 20-year-old Terry Young of Kansas City, Missouri, also was charged Thursday with unlawful use of a weapon and 2 counts of armed criminal action. He is jailed on $1 million bond. 2 others have been charged with second-degree murder and other crimes. 2 juveniles all are also in custody. 3 other men face weapons-related charges.
Fire damaged the National Beef facilities in Liberal. Investigators say the blaze began on a trailer Wednesday night, spread into the building. All employees did get out safely. There were no injuries. The company is working to restart production and determine a damage estimate and the cause of the fire undetermined.
Prosecutors in Oklahoma say no charges will be filed in connection to the death of a non-binary teen.
The Tulsa County District Attorney reveals no charges will be filed in the case of Nex Benedict, the 16-year-old whose death following a fight in a high school girl's bathroom was ruled a suicide. Explaining in a statement after reviewing the investigation by the Owosso Police Department, he agrees with detectives that the fight between Benedict and the three girls was an instance of mutual combat. The DA goes on to reveal police uncovered a suicide note written by Benedict but declining to share details. The Oklahoma Medical Examiner's Office ruling Benedict's death an overdose last week, finding toxic levels of two substances, Benadryl and a drug often used to treat depression. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A Tyson food plant closure in Iowa is costing hundreds of Americans their jobs. Now the company is fighting accusations of replacing American workers with immigrants.
The little town Perry, Iowa, is worried about its survival. The largest employer in this town is a Tyson Foods pork processing plant. More than 1,200 employees got a letter that the plant is closing. The paychecks are gone in June. The closure went public around the time a subcontractor for Tyson held a job fair in New York to hire new immigrants to the U.S. Accusing Tyson of firing citizens to hire immigrants, advocates on social media called for boycotts, and investors with the American Conservative Values electronically traded fund sold their shares in Tyson Foods. Tyson told Fox News the job fair hired only 87 people, and any insinuation that we would cut American jobs to hire immigrants is completely false. We closed our Perry plant for specific business reasons.
That's Fox's Mike Tobin with that report in Perry, Iowa.
The Blarney Breakfast recently raised more than $82,000 to support Rainbows United to care for children with special needs and their families. Rainbows Marketing Director Michelle Eastman tells KNSS News Rainbows has its Help Wanted sign out.
Speech-language pathologists, occupational therapists, physical therapists, early childhood special education teachers are always in need because we do serve so many children, not in the family home, birth to three. Mm-hmm. Also, those direct support professionals who are willing to go into the family home or need a summer employment.
Michelle Eastman is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're seeing some patchy areas of dense fog across Wichita and south-central Kansas. A gradual clearing sky today as cooler, drier air moves in. It'll be breezy with a high 63. Tonight's low a chilly 32. Partly cloudy 56 Saturday. Then rain and thunderstorms increase Sunday. Some storms may be severe Sunday afternoon and evening. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, as he said, it's a scattered fog and mist. 50 degrees, southwest wind at 6 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on this Friday morning, March 22nd, 2024. This is Stephen Ted radio show number 6,638. That's what you got, Ted?
That sounds like a good number to me.
Yeah, and counting, and we're still going.
Still going, beginning 26 in, years and plus.
Beginning in January of 1998, and here we are, still on the air. On this date in 1963, the Beatles' debut album, Please Please Me, was released in the United Kingdom by Parlophone.
Parlophone, yeah.
Parlophone. I guess I'm not familiar with that record label. Parlophone. Okay.
Had to start somewhere.
Yeah, I guess so. Local band there that turned out to be a pretty good group of musicians there. A federal requirement that cigarette packs and advertising include graphic images demonstrating the effects of smoking, including pictures of smoke-damaged lungs and feet blackened by diminished blood flow, does not violate the First Amendment. The federal appeal court issued the ruling Thursday, but the court kept alive a tobacco industry challenge of the rule, saying a lower court should review whether it was adopted in accordance with the Federal Administrative Procedure Act, which governs the development of regulations. I haven't seen that anywhere. Have you, Ted? You don't buy any cigarettes, and I don't
necessarily,
either.
No.
So I don't know that that would defer anybody. They'd probably just rip it off and put it in their pocket. But trying to discourage.
It's not like you can't see that online anywhere if you want to see that.
It's had some pretty effective commercials on TV or PSAs on
There's
TV.
There's a lot of those you see on TV.
Showing people.
Telling you not to smoke.
disformed, and they're they're in wheelchairs, and there's one of them they had on a while back where, you know, they had a disclaimer come up afterwards that this gentleman had passed. Ah, so there you go. Not as popular as it used to be. Smoking. I don't know, what did he charge for a pack of cigarettes? It's some odd, awful figure, like eight or nine.
It's not cheap.
Right? Yeah. I remember the day when you could, you could do this at some places. Find a cigarette machine that nobody's watching. You can stick a couple of quarters in there and get your own. Get a pack of cigarettes. I haven't seen one of those in a long
time. The only cigarette machine I know of in town is at Bill's Charcoal Grill.
Do they still have
one? They still have the old cigarette machine. It's, I don't know if it's stocked or not, but it's still sitting there.
I'll bet it's not. I mean, I should have to use your credit
card. It's a thing from the past. You just don't see much anymore.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I was at Harry's Bar and Grill last night. There were a lot of people smoking there, so
people are still
doing it.
Gosh, I didn't know you could do that in public in Wichita. You still can, huh? All right, Ted.
It's in that outside tent area.
Oh, okay. So you were at, was that after the Gridiron Show then? You guys went in for a little bit and relaxed after the show? You know, it was Shelly and I watch a lot, especially with the the winter time and whatnot. We've been indoors a lot this winter and watching a lot of those Turner Classic TV movies.
Well,
I'll tell you, you watch those movies and you watch almost anything with Betty Davis or Humphrey Bogart.
Anything from the 40s and 50s, everybody's smoking.
The actors, I guess, did to occupy their hands and whatnot when they were doing a scene. Every scene, somebody's lighting up a cigarette. And they very seldom smoke them down to the bottom. They just then throw them out.
They just toss them, yeah.
You know.
Well, and in black and white, it makes the appearance look different on the screen.
I guess so.
With the lights and the smoke, and it just makes a different look.
Yeah.
In any scene.
Well, the world has changed.
It certainly has.
They don't have that much anymore.
Of course, you and I remember a time when you get on a plane, people start lighting up. Everybody's smoking on planes.
Smoking on the plane. Confined space. Yikes.
God, it just makes
you cringe
when I think about that. But that's what everybody did.
That was the way it was. Coming up on 6:38 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and it's time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Cash cattle is trading this week from steady money to a little higher than last week. Now, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures Thursday had several contracts with outside trading sessions. After two-sided trading, the cattle complex yesterday closed mostly negative, with only the spot contracts of live cattle and feeders closing positive. Today is the release of the monthly cattle on feed report, and yesterday lean hog futures continued to trend lower after new contract highs were made back on Monday. At the close, April live cattle 57 cents higher at 188.37. April feeder cattle down 30 cents at 254.62. April lean hogs down 40 at 84.90. Now, for the second straight session, the Dow scored a new all-time record high, and gold futures also had a new record high. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures had new highs for the week, then traded negative and closed slightly positive yesterday. Trading overnight has been mostly lower. Next Thursday is the prospective planting report. At the moment, May Kansas City wheat's 4 pennies lower at 577.75. May corn down 2.5 at 438.25. May soybeans 13 cents lower at $11.99. May crude oil 7 cents higher at $81.14. June gold down $17.5 at $2,189. June S&P 2.25 points higher at $53.04.75. June dollar index 39 cents higher at $104.06. And June Dow Jones futures 21 points higher at 40,227. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, I had a story this morning about a hog operation closing in, where was it, Iowa? And Tyson, I guess it was. Why do plants like that close? They just don't have any stock to deal with it, or what?
It can be several different things. That plant was closing because the profitability has not been there for the pork plants to operate. So they closed that one down. there was all kinds of talk going around. I don't know if you can prove it or not, that they was closing this one in Iowa, but they had others that they was going to increase and use illegal immigrants to work there. So I don't know exactly whether there's truth to that or not, but there was a lot of talk about that, too.
Yeah, they're under some scrutiny about that. What about this fire out in Liberal? You know anything about that? A big fire out there at the stockyards or whatever it is out there in Liberal, huh?
That was a beef packing plant out there that National has. And there's all kinds of stories out there. You know, you'd think it would be easy to just get the facts and put it out. But the latest I heard was it did not occur in the plant. It occurred outside of the plant. It involved reefers, which are semi-trailers that they put beef in that keeps it cold. And that maybe as much as 40,000 pounds of beef was destroyed or would have to be destroyed because of that. It slowed down operations by 4 hours that day. But other than that, that's about all I've understood.
What we were hearing is it spread from one of those trucks to the plant or something like that. But you're thinking maybe not.
I've seen that reported too, but I cannot confirm that. And that's why I say it seems like it would be simple to find out the real truth, but sometimes it's next to impossible.
Oh, yeah. Of course, that's a big deal out in Liberal. I know my brother, this is going clear back to the 60s. My brother Mike worked in that plant for a while. He was a big, strong fellow, and he hoisted those big quarter pound of whatever those were, the pieces of beef around. They used him for that. And there he was. He never did put it up on a hook and start pounding on it like Rocky.
Yeah. No. That's what I was picturing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see that done very often.
Yeah, I think that's Hollywood right there.
And that's not the way you tenderize beef either.
Well, I guess you could, but it'd take a long time. All right, sir. Thank you.
Well, Ted, I will be seeing you this evening.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. You are a Friday night gridiron devotee.
You bringing the missus?
Yes, sir.
You bringing the missus?
Yes, ma'am. She's coming with me.
How many years have I gone on? I'm not going this year, but on Friday nights, I'd come down there, and there you would be, and we would laugh and giggle a little bit and go in for the show. So it's always nice to see you down there. It's one of those.
I can always depend on Ted being there. So.
Yeah. Ted's going to be there.
I hope I can give you a few laughs tonight, Tom.
One of those nights.
You guys have never failed to give me laughs.
One of those nights where Tom gets out of the house and the wife is right there to keep an eye on him.
Exactly.
You know. Yeah. How much harm can he do, right? Tom?
That's a good question.
Have a good evening, and we'll see you back here on Monday morning, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Tom.
Leffler Commodities. Steve at 10 in the morning here, 6:42 on a Friday morning. And coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP,
yes.
The Money Tracker, Balancing Act, Spending and Saving.
Aha.
Cool. Should be good, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 6:48 here on this Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Federal judge dismisses charges filed against the city by three ex-Wichita deputy police chiefs. A third man is charged with second-degree murder in the shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally. A man is in custody in connection with the fatal shooting of another man near 21st and Grove in North Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
Traffic conditions this morning here in the Wichita area. Of course, we've still got some fog here in the area. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport listed at 3/4 of a mile. Heavier in some areas, a little bit lighter in others, but just be aware, visibility could be a problem out there today. Stalled out vehicle eastbound Kellogg at the ramp to Webb. Watch out for traffic. Slow down around that. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Dense fog advisory this morning. If morning fog, then clearing today with a high of 63 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 32. Saturday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 57 degrees. Now, fog and mist in the area, 50 degrees. We have a southwest wind at 6 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Go enjoy the new outdoor patio at the Monarch. Patio is ready and waiting for you. And the weather is perfect to enjoy with your friends. The Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. A California pastor is charged with the attempted murder of his daughter's boyfriend.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A pastor from California has been arrested, accused of hiring a hitman to kill his daughter's boyfriend. Riverside police say 47-year-old Samuel Pasillas paid Juan Manuel Cebreros and other men nearly $40,000 to commit the murder, but they weren't successful. Back in October, a man drove himself to the hospital with gunshot wounds, saying he was driving in the Orange Crest neighborhood around 7 p.m. when another car pulled up alongside his and shot at him. He was hit several times. Police were able to figure out that this was part of a murder-for-hire plot, determining Pasillas met with the men he hired and provided them with information on the victim and his whereabouts. Police say Pasillas was a pastor at a Spanish-speaking church in Victorville, about 40 miles north of Riverside in San Bernardino County. He and Cebreros are each being held on $1 million bond and will be back in court next week. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
A social media market debut on Wall Street Thursday.
Stocks notching fresh record closes and extending gains from the previous session after the Fed reaffirmed projections for 3 interest rate cuts this year. Apple stock tumbled 4% on news that the Department of Justice is suing the tech giant, alleging that the iPhone maker has a monopoly over the phone market. Social media platform Reddit making its Wall Street debut today, with its shares trading over 47% higher from its initial public offering of $34 a share. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and Caterpillar, the Dow decliners, Apple, IBM, and McDonald's. The Dow rising 269 points, the NASDAQ up 32, S&P 500 up 17. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
It's a balancing act, saving, spending. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, here with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Boy, that was great what you did with your hand there. Saving.
Yes, I'm illustrating it on the radio.
Exactly. Well, it's a visual medium for me. Setting an optimal saving and thus investing rate is the foundation for a steady stream of income in retirement. Now, but there is a thing called the cost of living now that gets in the way of a perfect savings plan. How can you find the perfect balance between saving and spending? Well, you're probably on one end of the spending spectrum or the other. You've developed a propensity to live below your means and put it away for the future, or you want to experience all life has to offer now, so you save very little and spend most of or more than what you actually make. Finding the balance is about planning and discipline. Start by attaching a price tag to what your future goals and ideal lifestyle will cost. How much time before you get there? Inserting a growth rate based upon historical investment averages is valuable for initial planning. However, you'll need to periodically monitor and adjust as you build your portfolio and as the markets change over time. Let's say that the number that you arrive at, the amount that you've got to put away, is about 20% of your gross income. That needs to be peeled off the top before any other spending. The balance of your income is yours to spend on your current lifestyle. That may be tough to do at first, but it's the epitome of living within your means. Living now included planning for the future. Now, if 20% of gross income is appropriate this year, with annual monitoring, you may learn that after some future raises or with a few years of positive growth of the investments that you choose, it's entirely possible that you can scale back a bit on what you're putting away. That's why it's important to have a plan and to monitor its progress over the years. Once you have a plan, your expectations are set, and you should learn how easy it is to live within your means and put it away for a great future. And, of course, if you have any questions about this or any other financial planning, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
Celebrating National Goof Off Day.
Oh!
Giving everyone the opportunity to have a little extra fun.
That's what Ted was doing last night.
Today to relax, enjoy, and goof off. Do something fun and leave the work until tomorrow.
Well, yeah. It's Friday. That's what everybody does
right.
On Friday.
And you were at Gridiron last night?
Went to Gridiron last night. I tell you, it was the Ted show.
Yeah,
he carried the whole thing. No, he had a great cast with him. It was fun. It was funny. And
yeah, hope you had a good night.
I did think it was odd when I saw the that commercial with the grannies there with these mm-hmm. these lemonades. Or, no, they were margaritas that yeah. were like 6 feet tall. They couldn't even lift the glasses, and they did a knockoff on that. It was pretty funny. Yeah.
All right, we're going to I looked up the definition of goof.
Okay.
It's a funny word, you know. I looked at A, mistake. With a sense of humor, embarrassing goofs can be turned into something positive. Okay. Or a foolish or stupid person. A goof. Or my dad used to call it a goofball. Okay.
Yeah.
How about a verb? Spend time idly or foolishly, fool around. I was goofing around and broke my arm. There you go.
Gosh.
And another definition, make a mistake, blunder. You're scared to say yes in case you goof up.
I wonder where that came from, if there was a Fred Goof who did something, yeah, you know, like Thomas Crapper.
Guy.
I didn't.
Fred Gouffet.
I didn't look up G-O-U-F. The
G-O-U-F.
It's
goof.
There. I'm sure the origin could be French or Greek or something.
Or it's an onomatopoeia. You know, it kind of sounds like a goof.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I'm goofing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, according to the etymology,
okay.
Early 20th century of unknown origin.
Ooh. Oh.
Goof.
Yeah.
Goof.
Mm.
All right.
Just showed up.
There you go, guys. National Goof Off Day.
All right.
All right, Steve, thank you, guys. Save and Ted in the morning coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news here on KNSS. A man shot and killed in North Wichita, and we have the story. That's top of the hour, 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Sabre Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.